Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Daily Affirmations for Overstimulated Minds. I know, right? Overstimulated is basically my middle name these days. Between social media notifications, emails flooding in faster than a spring flood, and the constant hum of the world around us, our brains are begging for a little peace and quiet. But guess what? You don't have to resign yourself to feeling like a frazzled mess. Today, we're diving deep into calm attention techniques that can help you reclaim your focus and actually enjoy the ride. Ever feel like your brain is bouncing off the walls, juggling a million thoughts at once? Like trying to follow a conversation while simultaneously watching a nature documentary narrated by a caffeinated squirrel? Yeah, me too. But trust me, these techniques are lifesavers, literally. Think of it this way. You wouldn't expect your car to run smoothly without regular tune-ups, right? Your brain is the same way. These techniques are like those mental tune-ups, keeping things running smoothly and allowing you to navigate the chaos with grace. So, are you ready to take control of your focus and rediscover that sense of calm amidst the storm? Let's dive in. First up, mindfulness meditation. This isn't about achieving some mystical state of enlightenment. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. Picture this. You're sitting on a park bench, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, listening to the birds chirping, and noticing the gentle breeze rustling the leaves. It's all about noticing those little details that often slip by unnoticed in our busy lives. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Second, active listening. This is where you really pay attention to what someone's saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and genuinely engage with the conversation. Trust me, people feel heard and appreciated when you give them your undivided attention. It strengthens relationships and creates deeper connections. Third, decluttering your space. I'm talking about both your physical environment and your digital space. Clutter bombarding our senses can be seriously distracting. A tidy desk, a clear inbox, and even just putting away those random items that seem to multiply overnight can create a sense of mental clarity and focus. Fourth, time boxing. This involves scheduling specific blocks of time for different tasks. Think of it like giving your brain a roadmap. Knowing exactly what needs to be done and when helps you stay on track and avoid feeling overwhelmed. And finally, remember the power of saying no. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your time and energy. Learning to decline requests gracefully frees up space for what truly matters, whether it's focusing on a project, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a much-needed break. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to work on an important project, but your mind keeps wandering, checking emails, scrolling through social media, daydreaming about that amazing pizza you had last night. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to quiet the mental noise and actually get things done? Let's say you decide to use a time-boxing technique for your project. You block out an hour of focused work, turn off notifications on your phone, and even put on some calming music to create a dedicated workspace. During that hour, you are fully present, diving into the task at hand with laser-like focus. When the hour is up, you take a short break, reward yourself for completing the block, and then return to your project refreshed and ready to tackle more. Boom! You've just mastered the art of calm attention. So, remember, calm attention isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight, it's about incorporating small but powerful practices into your daily routine. This journey is all about finding what works best for you and making those techniques a part of your everyday life. Start with one or two of these techniques and gradually incorporate more as you feel comfortable. Remember, consistency is key. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of calm attention. Let's spread the joy of focused living together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.